314, I'm Bree Walker on KTALK AM 1150, Progressive, the new mainstream. Brad Friedman's on the line. I know he wants to weigh in with Cindy Sheehan. Brad, Cindy, you two have met. Hey, Brad. Oh, no, I got to push the button. You need fingers for that.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brad.
How are you, Cindy?
Hi, Brad. How are you?
I am good, although I have to... I have to say, I'll take exception with everyone who has called in today to say how delighted they are that Bree is buying your property.
Why is that, Brad?
Well,
you know me.
Well, because I'm furious at you both. I was delighted when I heard that Cindy was stepping aside because, frankly, I have just been exhausted trying to keep up with her.
Being exhausted being me?
I can only imagine. But that's your fault, not mine.
I know.
And, you know, the last time
someone had to do it, Brad.
I tried to take a break after the 2004 election and everything that went along with that.
But
and
you couldn't.
I tried to get off the grid for a day or two back in the summer of 2005. And I succeeded for about 24 hours. Then I made the mistake of turning on the radio up there in the mountains in a tent where I was camping.
All right, that kills you every time.
I heard Rush Limbaugh lying about Cindy, and I was up in Nevada somewhere, and I said to my girlfriend, we have to figure out how to get the hell across the country, get to Camp Casey, get on the air, and tell the story about what's really going on down there, which we ended up doing for about 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And it was an extraordinary 2 weeks, but I'm still exhausted from it. And then to make things worse, Cindy goes and does things like gets arrested at the State of the Union address for wearing a T-shirt.
That was awful of me, really.
That was awful of you. How dare you? And, of course, then I had to spend the whole night telling the real story while CNN and AP were screwing it up.
I know. God bless you,
Brad. It's amazing how much influence you have in the blogosphere. We'll talk about that. Phil's looking at me like we got to take a break. So, Brad, hang on. Bradblog.com. Check it out if you haven't, but I know this audience has. KTALK AM 1150, LA's Progressive, the new mainstream. I'm Bree Walker.
The talk revolution rolls on. This is LA's talk station. KTALK AM 1150, Progressive, the new mainstream.
I wonder about some things I've heard. Everybody's crying mercy, yeah, but they don't know the meaning of the word. People running round in circles, wonder what they're headed for, Everybody's crying peace on earth just as soon as we win this war.
You made Cindy choke. Me too. Preston Smith playing live here in the studio with us. Brad Friedman is on the line. He's going to be witness to me passing the $87,000 check to Cindy Sheehan to purchase this piece of history and keep it going because, you know what, Brad?
What's that?
Cindy Sheehan's DNA is there.
It is indeed.
In more ways than one. You got to hear this story quickly, Cindy, because she's got to go catch a flight to go home to Sacramento. So she's leaving the studio in just a few minutes. I want you to witness the passing of the check and the story as to why this is hallowed ground in more ways than one. Cindy?
Honored.
Well, first of all, Preston Song, I don't know who said it, Brad probably does, but being for peace between wars is like being a vegetarian between meals. Yeah, I forget who said it. But, last summer I had some really bad health issues and I almost bled to death. I was in the hospital several times. And I finally had to end up having a hysterectomy. Well, I didn't want anybody to get a hold of my uterus because I didn't want to see my uterus on eBay. So I made my assistant go get it and they had to release it to a mortician. And Tiffany went to go pick it up, and then we buried it in the garden at Camp Casey with a bush, and I don't know the name, technical name of the bush, because I call it my uterus bush, but there will always be part of me and my children at on that land in Crawford, Texas.
It's a great womb with a view, my dear.
Absolutely.
And not only, and your mom is there too. You said some of her ashes?
Yeah, she passed away February 10th. As Brad knows full well, my mom had a stroke during the first summer, August of 05, and she lingered on in a convalescent home till February 10th, and she passed away. And my mom never got to travel, so I have a little Tupperware of her. Wherever I go, I sprinkle some of her ashes. We call it the Shirley Ashes Tour 2007, and she's spread all over the world now. And we spread some of her by the uterus bush to be with her grandson, and then by his cross.
Wow, Cindy, I'm going to keep that hallowed ground purposefully moving forward. I promise you that.
And Brad, you're invited to my birthday party there, my 50th birthday, and our farewell to Camp Casey, this phase of Camp Casey.
When is that?
That's going to be July 6th, 7th, and 8th.
And that'll be my first view of Camp Casey.
You have not been down there?
No, I've not. I bought this sight unseen because when I heard that it was either going up on eBay or, God help us, be sold to Move America Forward, which parades as an anti-war movement, but we all know is pro-war, I just called her up and I said, you know, I haven't been able to sleep since I, not only on Memorial Day, was very saddened by the news, but I understood it because you've done enough. I said, but you can't let this land go into the wrong hands, so what's your price, basically? We did not negotiate. We did not bicker. We just said, okay, that's the price. And then you took some time to think about it, Cindy. I'm sure it was a matter of seeing which of the people that were bidding for it were going to take it into the direction that you felt comfortable. And I made a promise, as I'm doing right now on the air in front of God and all of Los Angeles listeners to KTLK, that I will keep it hallowed ground and keep the peace movement moving forward with active protests while Bush still lives in the area. If he continues on to live there after he's no longer our president, well, the Peace Garden will be there and he'll think it's beautiful.
Thank you, Bree. We're so honored and we're very pleased that it's going to go in that direction and not fall into, you know, any hands that I think really would desecrate it. Move America Forward getting it would be a desecration of Camp Casey and what it meant to so many people, because they say they're pro-troop, but they are so anti-troop by wanting to keep them in a mess where 14 soldiers were killed today.
As you said,
and
it's not
how many Iraqi
right or left.
People? How many Iraqi people?
Well,
died
depending on which figures you believe, between 660,000, the least estimate on civilians killed is in the 100 to 150,000. tinyurl.com or tinyurl.org marks it at nearly 660,000.
And my contacts in Iraq say it's well over a million.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
know, because they're...
And you're well-connected to those underground voices.
Doctors.
Yes.
And
Iraq Slogger has it higher, too.
Yeah.
You know, along those lines, before Cindy goes, I just want to say, really, on behalf of America, Cindy, thank you for everything that you've done and the courage that you've shown. I believe, whether people agree with your position or not, what you demonstrate is the best that America has to offer, someone who is willing to stand up for what is right, despite all the obstacles and despite everything that's been thrown against you. You've stayed true to your message and true to your beliefs, and whether folks agree with those beliefs or not, I think you exemplify, frankly, the best of what America stands for.
Oh, thank you, Brad. And we will come back and just hit it from a different direction when we do come back. And we'll be stronger and we'll be meaner. And
you got it. And Texas ain't seen nothing
and
yet.
And I'll be a little bit richer. Thanks to Bree.
You got it, baby. It's my pleasure. Take me out of corporate America and put me in the peace movement with my money.
Well, God
it's
bless
well
everybody.
Worth it.
Thank you.
I'm so pleased. And Brad, I know you're going to be out there with me working on keeping our votes honest in America. As I said earlier and Cindy said, there are so many issues from which we could choose. We just have to choose one and stick with it, because it's endless, the attacks on our individual freedoms and the oppression, the imperialistic government that we have in power right now is doing.
If we can get our electoral system straight, perhaps we can keep this sort of thing from happening again and actually be able to follow the will of the people and make sure that the folks chose are actually in office instead of those who haven't been selected by this country.
I guess we got to take a quick break right now, but hang on across the break because I have a little anecdote to share with you about your power in the blogosphere, Brad. I know you're going to love this. 329 Bree Walker on KTalk AM 1150 Progressive, the new mainstream. Cindy Sheehan, thank you so much for coming out of your way to be here in studio. You've done so much, my dear. We're so honored.
And we're so grateful to you, as I said.
Well, we're shoulder to shoulder, honey.
Thank you, sweetie.
We love you. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Dee Dee.
It's getting dark, too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Help me out now.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, yeah.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah.
Preston Smith live. Going to be tonight at Cozy's at 9:30. He's got the harmonica. He's got the guitar. He's got the voice. He's got the bongos. He does it all. Sometimes he brings in stuff to work with his feet. What a talented guy. And on the line, Brad Friedman from Brad Blog. The blogosphere anecdote. Okay, last night I called my buddy Brad Friedman and told him what I was about to do. And he said, well, I want that. And so he took it as the exclusive. And by this morning, not only was I inundated, by later last night, Cindy's people were inundated. AP picked it up from you. CNN picked it up from you. See, this is how the blogosphere drives mainstream media. Did you know? Of course, you knew you had this much impact.
Well, you know what?
It's taken you a long time.
I may have the impact, but it was interesting that not one of those people you mentioned, not AP, CNN, not one of them gave credit to Brad Blog for breaking the story.
What a surprise!
Isn't that stunning?
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes these days.
Yes. That's what they do. They say we're no good, but then they really want us, by the way, to cover their stories. And when we do in the blogosphere, of course, we always give them credit. We always link to their reports. It doesn't work the other way around, though. They'd rather not know that they were scooped by a blog, I guess.
It's beautiful. Bradblog.com. Anything else you want to plug in your last 20 seconds with me today, Brad, before I see you over in camp, Casey?
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for all you're doing, Bree. And picking up the ball there, it's going to be an extraordinary ride. One of the things that I found when I went down to Camp Casey in 05, the first thing people told me is, don't worry, we were trying to get on the air. Miracles happen here, they told me. And sure enough, they did happen there one after another. I suspect you'll find the same thing. So thanks for all that you're doing.
No.
We'll talk soon, and
Brad,
we'll get this electoral system
cleaned
up.
Thank you for many ways, the ways you've inspired me. And this is manifest destiny for me, this I know. I've known this since I was a teenager, and I just, you know, knew that at some point, if there was an opportunity and the right moment, I would have to step up to the plate, or I couldn't live with myself. It was that simple.
Well, bless you, dear. And if you got any other breaking news, wait until I'm napped and rested, because I'm exhausted.
I know you were. Brad Friedman, thank you so much, and thanks for getting it out there. I didn't have to do anything once you had it.
Well, we try to make it easy for you.
And I knew you were friends with Cindy, so it would be put out in a respectful way. So thank you so much.
It was perfect. I was honored to do it, and looking forward to seeing you in Texas.
Yeah, you got it. I got my kickers on now and my cowboy hat up there in the corner. So I'm getting ready.
Yep. Thanks, dear.
See you there at Cindy's party.
Okay.
Bye, Brad, and I'll talk to you before then. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com. Check it out. You want to know what's happening in all the evil doings in Washington? He always gets exclusives.
No need to die for that oil. Let's have a war on hate and greed and end all this world turmoil. Let's have a war on war. Let's have a war. I can't wait. Let's have a war on anything that ever make you try and hate.
And it looks like the Neanderthals are headed that way. Bush is expected to double Iraq troops by Christmas. Quietly on track, they are, to nearly double the number of combat troops in Iraq this year. That comes from an analysis of Pentagon deployment orders. A little-noticed second surge on the way. And, of course, we have just as many of the professional troops, the contractors over there now, as we do the military troops. It is a war for profit in every single aspect about corporatism, corporate authoritarianism. And, you know, Rabbi Michael Lerner was one of the guys who stood up when Cindy Sheehan was really taking it in the shorts from folks who said that she was an anti-Semite. So he invited her to speak at the Network of Spiritual Progressives in D.C. And here's what he had to say. Someone who has so much goodness and decency and idealism pouring out of her, mixed with righteous indignation, that she elicits fear, anger, competitiveness, and a desire to eliminate her from public life, even by people who agree with her, describes Cindy Sheehan. A hopeful movement or leader often unleashes a complex of feelings, partly of hope, but partly of fear. Fear. People remember, consciously or unconsciously, moments earlier in their lives in which they opened themselves to love, kindness, generosity, or hope, and then were deeply disappointed. In his experience, however, Rabbi Michael Lerner says that the most talented, caring, sensitive, and creative individuals that he's met in movement activities, particularly those willing to take the extra personal risk involved in becoming leaders and spokespeople for peace and justice, left the left, not because of a desire for material success, but because they felt abused by others on the left and in the liberal world who, while agreeing with their ideas, nevertheless found ways to be inhumane, insensitive, and put downish to others in their movement. This is eventually what got to Cindy Sheehan. She had worked so hard, had essentially put every bit of her blood and soul and her family into the effort, and then when she was taken it in the shorts from the left, she said it was time to move on. She'll be back. We're keeping her utmost in mind as we take suggestions about what we want to turn Camp Casey into. We're going to be talking over the next few weeks. Well, probably endlessly until we actually have Camp Casey turned into what I hope will be natural prairie grasses, more gardens, more monuments to anti-war activities. And yes, I'll be down there for Cindy Sheehan's birthday, and I will be learning what my role is to be in being the new caretaker and landowner of Camp Casey. So look out. My goal is to, like Cindy says, this is not a movement of right or left. It's a movement of right or wrong. So my goal will be to try to be a unifying person there in Crawford, Texas. If I'm not welcome in my anti-war activities, well, too bad. Look out. You think Cindy Sheehan was tough? You just wait. That hallowed ground will remain a place for protest against war and a place of peace and freedom.